为谁？
On behalf of Good Shepherd Congregation and Wally's family, I'd like to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We pray that God's blessings in and through Jesus will be yours today and always. The outline for our service today is in your bulletin. Everything is in our hymnal. Our opening hymn is number 801, How Great Thou Art. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow order of service on page 278 and following. Page 278 and following, we have a worship insert, and all of our scripture readings for the day are printed there. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings that You shower down upon us, blessings that we in no way, shape, or form earn or deserve, blessings that are pure gift. Heavenly Father, today we thank You especially for the blessings You poured out upon our dear friend, Wally. Heavenly Father, we thank You for his service to country. We thank You for his love, service, and devotion to family. We thank You for his wit and his humor and his sarcasm and so many things that helped us to keep life in perspective. We thank You for the way that He showed us how to live and enjoy life. Heavenly Father, teach us. Teach us that true freedom that flows from knowing that our sins are forgiven and our name is written in the book of life. Heavenly Father, bless our time together today. May the things that we do and say be to Your honor and to Your glory. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 801.
Thank you.
Order of worship, page 278. Page 278, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Wally was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
We turn to Psalm 23 as printed on your bulletin insert. We speak it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Continue with the Kyrie, page 278. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Wally and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is written in Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with our Lenten responsory on page 279. We stand for the Holy Gospel. If we have died with Christ, we shall also live with Him.
If we are faithful to the end, we shall reign with Him.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us His people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church,
Day, hymn 611, you may be seated.
members of Good Shepherd Congregation, family and friends that have gathered here this morning, and especially to you, Gary and Kathy, grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning. Words from God through the Apostle Paul, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, it's almost 20 years ago when my wife and I and our family moved to Lincoln, and shortly after we got here, there was a new movie that was out. Very popular movie. Winner of multiple Academy Awards movie. And it was a movie that depicted all of the glory and all of the hell that is war. Saving Private Ryan. I'll never forget, I don't remember where we were at, the theater we went to doesn't exist anymore, but as we sat in the theater and that Normandy beach landing was depicted full on the screen, several people in front of us walked out of the movie. It was too much. It was too real. It was too graphic. Some of you may remember that this movie tells the story of Private Ryan, who has three brothers killed on or around D-Day. And so the United States decides that they're going to send out a mission to save the one brother that's left. Hence the name, Saving Private Ryan. Private Ryan is a paratrooper. Nobody really knows where he's at. And so they search, and they search, and they search. And one by one, the party of the search, trying to save Private Ryan, is killed. There's an epic battle scene with airplanes and tanks everywhere. Tom Hanks, the leader of the mission, Captain Miller, is shot and killed. And with his dying breath, he looks up at Private Ryan. Private Ryan, who was now going to be saved at the expense of many lives, he looks up at him and he says, "Earn this. Earn this." The movie then fast forwards many, many decades. Private Ryan's an old man. His children and grandchildren are gathered around. And where are they? Normandy. Graveyard. He finds the grave of Captain Miller, the man who saved him. He breaks down. His family rush to him. And he looks up and he says, "Tell me I've been a good man. Tell me I've lived a good life." You see, for all these decades, 50 years or more, he had lived his life in fear. He had lived his life in guilt. He had lived his life trying to earn something that he could not earn. My friends, there are many people, maybe some of you, that are living life this way. Trying to earn, satisfy, or appease someone, something, some God. Trying to set your heart and your mind at peace and at ease. My friends, it can't be done. It can't be done. We cannot work out our own salvation. We cannot work out our own forgiveness. We cannot work out our own peace and comfort and ultimately joy. Every effort will fall short. But there is good news. And that good news is we don't have to. We don't have to. It is gift. Pure gift. When Adam and Eve, on that fateful day in the Garden of Eden, ate the forbidden fruit and brought sin and all of its consequences into this world. You know the kind of consequences I'm talking about. Pain and sorrow, sickness, war, death. All of these things are real. God spoke a word. A word of power. A word of peace. A word of gift. One day I will send a Savior into this world who will crush the serpent's head and restore everything to the way I designed it. When God speaks, it's as good as done. He says what He does and does what He says. Adam and Eve clung to that promise. They passed on that promise generation after generation. And when the time was right, when the time had fully come, God does as He always does. He keeps His Word. God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Why? To redeem us, to buy us back, who are under that harsh, condemning Word of God, that law which convicts and condemns. Jesus lived a perfect life. Jesus didn't have to die because He didn't sin. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus freely and willingly became our substitute, taking our sin, our sorrow, our guilt, our shame into Himself and onto Himself, all the way to an old rugged cross, bleeding and dying for the life of the world. Story does not end there. If it did, Good Friday would be nothing more than a Memorial Day. 3 days later, Jesus, who was dead, stone, cold, dead, is alive. Never to die again. My friends, Good Friday and Easter Sunday is where Jesus has won salvation, forgiveness, and life for the entire world. You can't buy it. You can't earn it, and none of us certainly deserve it. It is gift. Pure gift. God delivers Good Friday and Easter at the baptismal font. God delivers Good Friday and Easter every time we hear those sweet words that our sins are forgiven. God delivers Good Friday and Easter every time we eat and drink His Holy Supper, Christ's body and blood in and under bread and wine. Pure gift. And as we hear, as we receive, as we believe, we are set free. We are set free. It was about 10 years ago We're getting ready for one of those Sunday afternoon, or maybe it was Saturday afternoon, I don't remember, birthday celebrations in our fellowship hall. Wally Krueger is 80 years old. A little clipping in the newspaper. Copy of it out there on the tripod. First time I ever heard about Wally's exploits during World War II. Found out quite a bit that day at the celebration. Showed me on a picture the spot from the ship where he jumped off. Kamikaze brought on a whole new word and a whole new meaning after that day. It wasn't just in the textbook. It was real. It was real. He looked at me that day. He said, "Pastor, since that day, every day is a gift. Every day is a gift." My friends, Wally was a character. I could tell you story after story after story, some that may not even be appropriate from this pulpit. But he knew. He believed. And he lived knowing life was a gift. Everything that he had and was a gift. His family, gift. Came into God's house, couldn't hardly keep him out of God's house. Every time after church, same words, every time. The words that you say when you get a gift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My friends, today, we have a stark contrast. A stark contrast between the way life was lived by Private Ryan in a movie, trying to earn something that couldn't be earned, and the life of somebody that they're never going to make a movie about. Maybe they should. Wally, who lived and loved and worked and played and served in the freedom, knowing that his sins were forgiven. His name was written in the book of life. And that God gives life to be enjoyed. To enjoy the beauty of nature. And a dog that works really well. And a pheasant or a quail in the pot to eat. Yeah. To know the joy. To know the sheer joy of family and friends. The devotion to his wife, Lorraine. You know, when Wally said, in sickness and in health, guess what? He meant it. And he didn't only mean it, he lived it. Wally never talked too much to me. We talked more about hunting than we did about USS Bismarck Sea. But whenever I asked him, he would always end the same way. I don't know why I lived, and so many died. And I would say, Wally, pure gift. Pure gift. Wally knew who he was. A sinner. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that forgiveness set him free. It's my prayer that this same good news of Jesus Christ would set you free so that you can live and laugh and love and serve, knowing who you are, a sinner redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, knowing where you are in the nail-scarred hands of Jesus, and nothing or no one can snatch you out. The wages of sin is death. It's what we earn. It's what we deserve. And the word there in the Greek, it's the wages that you pay somebody who serves in the military. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word for free gift, it's like when a military person gets a bonus or a leave that they didn't earn or didn't deserve. My friends, today we can celebrate. We can celebrate as we remember a good man and a good life, but more importantly, we celebrate a great God, a gift-giving God, who gives us all we need to support this body and life, and who gives us His Son. Pure gift. Saturday morning when I gathered with Gary and Kathy, along with Pastor Murundi, I said, imagine what Wally's seeing now. We can only imagine the sheer joy of heaven. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering. More than a few Navy buddies that he hadn't seen since February 21, 1945. But a grand and glorious family reunion. When Pastor Murundi saw him last, he asked Pastor Murundi for a little help. Get me out of here! We knew what he meant. But we also knew that when God got him out of there, it would be straight to heaven. Such joy. Such celebration. Such reunion. And I would think that there's probably not a little bit of dancing going on right now. Home again, jiggity jig. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our faith, and the free gift that is Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Continue now with the prayers of the church, page 280 and following. Please stand as you're able.
Let us pray to the Lord. our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, and be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Wally and to all who mourn comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care that, casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love, who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Wally and for all the blessings you bestowed upon him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life, life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord, trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy, and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen. This time we turn to our closing hymn, number 717, and we are going to sing the two verses that are for the Navy hymn, verses 2 and 3 you see on the facing page. After the closing hymn and after the casket has departed and the family, if you are not going to the committal, the family invites you to remain here and take part in a luncheon. You can go ahead and be served right away. And then when the family comes, they can join you and greet you there. Let's have a word of prayer for the meal. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you for all the gifts, all the blessings you gave to and through Wally. We beg you, O Lord, that you would be with us as we go forth from this place, as we mourn, as we fix our eyes upon you. We thank you for this meal that you have prepared through your instruments, through your hands and feet in this world. We ask, O Lord, that it would nourish our bodies, as your word always and evermore nourishes our souls. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Hymn 717.